Hello there, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Such a privilege to be here today and to spend time with you on this 13th day of March. And anyway, I just felt prompted again to just remind you that you are loved. And for those of you struggling with anxiety and depression and some of those darker places, please know that you're not unseen, that you are actually seen by your Heavenly Father. He pursues you. He loves you. He sees you. He hears you. He empathizes with you, which is one of the most beautiful parts of Christianity to me, is that Jesus, he is the great empathetic Savior. He walked this earth and he experienced temptation as we did. He experienced betrayal. He experienced life on earth, which can be just so hard. And so be encouraged. Jesus loves you and he's with you. And you are important. You're an important part of this kingdom plan that he has. And so please stay around. Make a choice to be loved by him today. And then take some of that love and scatter it to somebody else who desperately needs to know it. We are in Matthew 11, verses 16 through 19 in the NIV, New International Version of the Bible. And it says this: "To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'He is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by her deeds." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day to praise you. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you that I have breath in my lungs and that my feet walk places. My mind is clear. My heart has been forgiven and I have a clean slate. And I thank you so much for the redemption that you have wrought and you have brought into fruition because of your death on the cross and your resurrection. And we now live in the newness of this kingdom. So help us not to take that for granted, but to trust you in the midst of our trials. Lord, we want to dance when we are appropriately supposed to dance. We should rejoice when we should rejoice, and we should mourn when we should mourn. And I thank you for that little bit of scripture that reminds us also that life can be so much about joy and grief intermingled. Sometimes we think that to have joy, we have to get rid of grief. But I would argue that in the midst of our grief, we can have joy. And in the midst of our joy, we can have grief. And Lord, we thank you for that strange juxtaposition, and we pray that you would give us holy perspective as we endure the trials that we're walking through today, that we know that this momentary affliction is just momentary, and it is producing for us a weight of glory far beyond any compare. That there is that you see everything that we've done, you see everything that we've endured, you see all the things that we've done in secret, the positive things as well, and you are going to reward us for that. So Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you that there's precedent in the Word of God to celebrate, to eat and drink and be merry and have fun with our friends and to have feasts and celebrations. And there's also a time to fast and a time to have that rhythm of feasting and fasting. Lord, in our culture, we seem to be only feasting. We seem to be only a gluttonous generation of anything that we want, we take in that moment. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord, because I think, especially economically and with things, I can be that kind of person where I look at something, I think, oh, I need that, and then I fulfill that need instead of practicing patience or restraint or self-control, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so I pray for myself that I would have more restraint, more self-control. And I pray that for the person listening today as well. Teach us when we need to fast and give us the strength to do so. But also, Lord, help us to feast joyfully when the occasion calls for it. We thank you for your word that's so instructive and so practical and gives us life lessons every single day. And we thank you for giving us the kind of wisdom that we need to live our lives, no matter where we find ourselves. This is how the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and we rejoice in that today. I thank you and praise you for your kindness to us, Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Jesus Every Day. No, that's the name of the book that I wrote. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This has been one of those days. And I am so grateful for what you have done. If you want some resources to help people who are struggling with sexual abuse or past sexual abuse, you can go to we2.org/resources, or if you want it in a PDF form, you can go to we2.org/pastors. Of course, all of that's free, and it will just maybe help someone in your life who's struggling today. You are loved, my friend. Rest in that. You are loved.